Mick, what was the assessment from the club of that hit out?
Oh, look, it was one we needed to have. Obviously, this year we're playing two JLT games and then the one AFLX, so we just thought we were one short. So it was good that West Coast saw the value in the game as well. So just a good hit out for us. Got through unscathed, which is really, really good, and got minutes into our players that are going to be there round one. So, you know, a game we needed to have, and we have another look at West Coast next week.
You did go in with a slightly more experienced team, so that you've got a different tactic from what West Coast, they played a slightly younger team.
Yeah, it's interesting how different clubs see it, and obviously we like to get minutes into our players, and other clubs might think two games is enough, but we've sort of had a process we've followed after the last, you know, 3 or 4 years that's worked for us. So we try to follow that and get minutes into guys for round one. So that's why this game was really important.
Apart from the fact you get out of it unscathed, Mick, what were the main positives to come out of it for you, do you reckon?
I think there's just a few things that we've been trying to work on, you know, ball movement, team defence, over the summer, just a few little tweaks, and we've seen in the last couple of weeks those things come to fruition. So just those little things that we'll review, obviously, after today's performance and then, you know, revisit during the week, but little things have, you know, worked for us.
The way you structured, it looks like you were keen to have one ruckman with Matt Taverner playing forward ruck. Is that the way you're looking to go into round one?
Yeah, I don't know about round one, but that's what we've done in the past. I think a lot of clubs are doing it these days, having the one ruckman. We know Sean Darcy can do it. We know Aaron Sandlands can do it. And we've just got to keep upskilling our tall forwards in the ruck department. And today it was Matthew Taverner, yeah.
Are you still considering playing Sandy and Darcy in the same team?
Oh, look, it would be nice. Whether we can get away with that, time will tell, and we need to have a look at them in the one team. But I think the way it's going these days, a lot of teams are playing that key forward as the ruckman, as a second ruck.
Is Bailey Banfield looming as a contender for round one?
Yeah, he is. He's come from nowhere, Bailey. Great story. A tagger down at Claremont, won a best and fairest, has come into our side and has played forward at pressure forward role, and kicking goals as well. So, you know, we're really impressed with him the last couple of weeks. And again, today I thought he was okay. So he's pressing his case for round one.
The other kids, Brayshaw and Chera, got half a game today as well. How do you assess them?
Yeah, I thought they were okay without being brilliant. Just a build for them. Obviously, coming from 18s, it's a big step. They're showing that they're really capable players. And obviously, going pick 2 and pick 5 in the draft, they're going to be very good for us. So they're in the mix as well.
Is it fair to say you're drifting back a little bit towards that pressure game that you had such success with and made a grand final, that sort of thing? Was it seemed to be more of that style of press now?
Yeah, well, I think today and last week, something that's really stood out is our forward 50 pressure and being able to lock the ball in. I think last week was the first time in a long time, you know, forward ball in our forward half, we've outdone the opposition. So that's a real positive for us. And today I thought we were pretty good in that area as well. So, yeah, hopefully it's coming back, though.
Valentine has really struggled this pre-season. Where do you see him at the moment?
Look, he's had a really great summer for us as far as training goes. He hasn't had the results in the last 2 weeks on the field, but I thought his second quarter today was pretty good. He made a few adjustments at quarter time to the way we wanted him to play, and he got on the end a few balls and just fumbled a little bit, so he's still building.
Does he need to show something in JLT or the next JLT match just to prove that he's ready to go for round one?
I think we know what we're going to get from Ballas, and sometimes it's not always about kicks, marks and handballs. As I said, that pressure is really important. He's a key component to that down there, so he's an experienced player and we need those guys up and going.
Do you expect Stephen Hill to be ready to play JLT next week?
If he misses next week, he'll only just miss, so we expect him to do more on the track this week, and we'll know more to the end of the week, but if he misses next week, he'll be fine after that.
So can you bring him in confidently to round one without a game over the pre-season, do you think?
I think that's a decision that we'll have to make, but I think if anyone at our footy club's got runs on the board, he'd be right up there.